episode 2940, Dare to Explore.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to just let it all hang out. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Yes. The week is here. It's Friday. Yay! It's time to dare to explore. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, we can get caught up in our everyday, and one thing I want to be able to do, as you know we do here on the podcast, is I want to walk with you in your everyday. And so we have something brand new with Pray.com. We have a live TV show. It airs every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And so go there, meet us over there. It's great. You know, it's just one of those things that when God opens a door, you just walk through it. And if the doors keep opening, you just keep praying. So I look forward to having you over there and extending our family on pray.com now. Oh, I'm just delighted to have you. It is absolutely wonderful. We've got some exciting things, by the way, coming up. How would you like to have an event that you wouldn't have to travel to, but it would allow you and me, for me to come into your home? So stay tuned for that. It's going to be fun. I don't know all the details yet, but they are coming. So take a deep breath. What happens when your child comes to you and declares they want to do something different? Mom, I got a change of plans. You can choose to freak out in the moment, or you can dare to explore. Which will you choose? Some of the craziest things we encounter as parents are keeping routines and raising children with independent yet confident minds. And as a mom of five, that's one thing I want my children to be, is confident. When they make a decision, regardless of the outcome of that decision, I want them to be confident in it. Now, you know, with our own personal decisions, it's tough, isn't it? Well, how do you think they feel? Well, I know at times as parents, we think we have all the answers, right? From the time of conception, well, and sometimes before that, right? If you're planning your family, or to the point of picking their career and even their spouse, right? You make suggestions. Oh, is that really the one you want to marry? Maybe you should keep looking. But very quickly, we learn that control is not ours to have. In fact, we lose all control once we have them in our lives. Kids are disruptors. They don't keep to a system. They don't keep to a routine, nor do they have a guidebook. You know, it's like, come on, Lord, can you give me the masters of all master books? And we don't. We're just floundering, doing our best in impossible situations. But as you know, consistency does play a huge part in raising our kiddos. However, there are times that our children, right, they come to us, they come to you and they say, if they haven't already, you know, I want something different. I want to do something that, well, I don't want this. How will you handle it? Will you go along with their plea to quit, to change classes, not to go to school, skip work, or break it off with a friend or someone they're dating? How will you handle it? It's a tough one, isn't it? You probably have had something easy. You know, you want to get them a car and you think, okay, I'm going to get them a brand new car so they have a full warranty and then I can pay it off. And then when they move out, they get that car. And then real life happens and you're like, I don't have it in the budget to do that. So now what do I do? Well, let's get a used car. Or wait, better yet, we can get the new car, but they have to chip in too for it. So it's a joint venture. And then all of a sudden they come to you like, I don't want a car. And you're like, what? I don't want to keep being your chauffeur. I'm not the Uber parent, right? Having kids is a risk to those who become parents, right? It is. It's a risk to us. On the other hand, it's also an incredible blessing. And that's why, you know, I look at Confessions of an Upset Mama. I get flustered as a parent. I mean, if you don't, you're not being honest. And so this is where we can have honest conversations that we are not having around the dinner table. In fact, we're not even having it with the other parent. And if you are separated or divorced, you may have co-parenting happening, or you may have step-parents. And that gets even more complicated. Yet we're trying to raise kids to go out into the world to impact the world that they touch. But you know what? We have to prepare them. And that is a lot of pressure on us. So, you know, when we come here, it's just about having honest conversation. It's not about who's right or wrong. You may not like some of the things I say, and guess what? That's okay. But if it stimulates thought, if it stimulates conversation with the kid's other parent, awesome. That's what we're here for. It's not about pushing you into a corner saying you have to do it this way. But we do have a huge responsibility. And having kids, it's a risk all its own. But if we were to look at only that, we would have never had them. If I knew that having five children would lead me down some of these paths I've had to take, do you think I would have done it? Okay, I'm strange. I would have. I would have had 12 kids, 20 kids. But my husband said we had to pay for them. So I'm like, okay, you got a point. God bless us with five. And I'm very, very grateful. And now we have a grandbaby, and I'm praying that we'll be blessed with more. But it's one of those things that we don't stop and think about our responsibility in helping them achieve what they want to achieve, not what we want them to achieve, right? We think we have their entire plan from the point of conception, right? If you're into family planning, which is fine, no big deal, right? And you're like, okay, I'm not going to have a child until this time. Great. And if you did that, fabulous. You're already planning that child's life. And then they're born and you're like, okay, you're going to be on this sleep schedule. You're going to eat like this. All right. Maybe you're a vegetarian and you're like, you're definitely going to be a vegetarian. And all of a sudden they want to eat meat. And you're like, not in this household. And they're like, in this household, mom. Now we kind of laugh about it, joke about it, but these are hard conversations, ones that can actually rip apart families. But there's also those hard ones too, that the kids come home and say, I want to quit. Football, dance, gymnastics, college, work. They want to throw in the towel. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? How do you help your child in that situation? Right, you have to be strong in what comes your way as a parent every day. So dare to explore. That is your Kids to Keep It Simple strategy. When you talk about exploration, right, it has various meanings. For this conversation, I want you to think along the lines of taking an adventure. I love being adventure, right? You know my saying, it's a party every day. So if you're thinking of this conversation as an adventure, going against the grain, or breaking the rules in some way, now, not anything that's going to put your child in jail. That's not what we're talking about here. That's for another episode. But it might have you thinking twice or staying up late at night. With any opportunity or obstacle, there are risks. And at some point, you have to learn how to take risks and accept the consequences, good or bad. And that's a hard thing to teach, let alone learn, right? You probably struggle with this. Have you been fired from your job? Maybe not fired, but let go. Or have you gotten a bad report? You went into the office for your yearly evaluation and you got a few dings and you walk out not feeling so great when you thought you should be feeling great. It's a hard thing to teach, right? There's risk in everything that we do. So both as parents and our children, we all have struggles. So how can you help your child dare to explore without losing your mind? Because in all honesty, we do sometimes, right? Do you ever feel that way? Yeah, I do. And that's okay. That means you're normal. I just got to say that. So number one, strategy over guessing. flying by the seat of your pants might be fun, but it's not the best way when making life decisions. It's a good thing to have strategy. Problem solving is good. Critical thinking, excellent. Guessing, not so much. Oh, Mom, I think I want to do this. Well, have you thought through? Have you gone and made your pros and cons list? Now, I know I can remember saying that one time to my kids and they just rolled their eyes at me like, seriously, Mom, you don't think I already made that? I'm like, oh, great, you did. Show it to me. Now walk me through it. And then I'm like, okay, look at it more. What else could happen? Right? Strategy over guessing. I like the 360-degree view. Come at it from all different angles. You know, the cool thing is drones are real now. You don't have to use the term, oh, the hot air balloon. Pretend you're in a hot air balloon and you can see from all sides. Oh, no, no. You just get your drone and you can see all sides. It's really cool. Strategy over guessing. We do it as parents, right? We strategize. We got to teach our kids that. It's all about problem solving. We got to figure it out. If we have more critical thinkers in the world and not so much just guessing, do you think our world would be a better place? Yeah, probably. Number two, support over grilling. No one wants to be told and pushed into doing something just because. Now, brushing teeth is different than quitting football or dance, right? Yes, you don't have a choice. Sue, Joe, you got to brush your teeth morning and night. And if you're lucky and they're home with you in the afternoon, even after they eat, right? You tell them 3 times a day is better. But seriously, right? We want to support our children. There needs to be encouragement that sets your child up for success regardless of the outcome of the decision that's made. You want them to feel good about their choices, right? It's that gut, yes, I did it, even if it means a failure. I know there have been many things I have done, tried out for, didn't win, didn't get accepted, wrote letters hoping for something. Yeah, that's back when, you know, snail mail was a big thing. I'd write letters and say, oh, can you help me with this? And I was really encouraged and got nothing. Silence. Then we'd wait, you know, because you have to call long distance. You were paying that 10 cents a minute. So you would wait to get that plan on that one day and you would make all your phone calls. Get that special. Yeah, I know I'm aging myself. But seriously, support over grilling. We don't have to sit there and yell at our kids and tell them what they have to do all the time. Give them that space to think, to strategize, and then what? Support. Encourage. What would it look like if you did this? How would you feel if you didn't get what you thought you were going after? Ooh, that's a good one. But guess what? They're thinking about it. And you're not telling them not to do something. You're just telling them, how would you feel? Think this through. I want to support you. But I also don't want you freaking out if something doesn't work the way you think it should. Right? Life happens. Strategy over guessing. Support over grilling. And number three, show and tell over gloating. Our children need to see risk-taking in action. And you are their role model. Only you can do it best for them. Right? There's nothing better than show and tell versus declaring how awesome you are in your decisions and life choices. Now, there's a time that you can fluff your feathers in front of your children. 130%. They need to see you succeed as their parent. That is very important. But when you're always trying to one-up your child, think twice. I know I've done it before. Come on, it's confession day. Be honest. And you don't ever do it intentionally, right? You don't. It's just that you're trying to tell a story as an example. And the next thing out of their mouth is, Mom, I don't want to hear what you did. Please listen to me. Okay. And they're not being mean, but they are saying, just show and tell me, as in with your actions. But don't always necessarily, as in with your words, give me all the stories. Sometimes I just like to watch you and learn that way. Show your child more than you gloat about your success. Taking risks is an important part of your child's personal growth, their development, and maturity. When you give your child this environment to experiment, to explore, with making their own decisions with caution and strategy, guess what? It builds confidence. It expands their mindset, and it helps them see opportunities. Unfortunately, our kids, they grew up with, a tablet in hand, a phone in hand. All you have to do is Google it and you have an answer. Is it the right answer though? I don't know, is it? Kids don't even know how to research. Have you ever heard of ChatGPT? If you haven't, go look it up. That's a whole nother thing to explore. There's a lot of stuff out there that's changing our children. We have to be the biggest influencers in their lives. Dare to explore with them. If they want to take risks, let them. My son came to me the other day and said, "Mom, I've got a proposal for you." And I was like, "Whoa, where is this coming from?" And he shared with me this whole thing that he wanted to do and why he wanted to do it. What it boiled down to is he didn't want to go to college. He was done. He wanted to go into other work, other education, but not from a traditional school. I completely understand that. I understand the entrepreneurial side of things. I understand that not everything has to be wrapped up in a bachelor's degree. College isn't for everyone, whether it's associates, a bachelor's. And so I really needed to listen to him. And I heard his heart. I heard his passion. I heard his desires, what he wanted to do with his life, not following in the footsteps of his siblings or his parents. He needed to do something different, right? His mom, well, his mom does something really different. I did get my bachelor's degree. I did go to college. But I also had a different track that I had to pivot on my way to medical school. But found out I was pregnant with my first, and I said, "There's no way both of us can be there." So I said no. Instead, I worked to support my husband's career. And then by the third child, I created my own business, my own day school, became licensed in the state we were living in as a home daycare provider. Loved every minute of it. Then we moved and I became a stay-at-home mom. But guess what? What I do now, I did then, I just do it differently now. So when my son came up and said, "Mom, I got a proposal for you. I want you to look at something. I want you to consider something. And oh, by the way, I already talked to Dad, but he wants me to talk to you." So he gave me his spiel and I looked through everything and we started looking at dates on the calendar and what that would mean and how could we make it all happen. And literally within less than 8 hours, a decision was made. No more school in the traditional sense. And now he's starting on a new adventure. Exciting. Scary. Is there a risk to it? 120,000%. But to him, it's a calculated risk, right? It has strategy. He knows he has the support of his family. He can see that nothing is impossible. Why? He's watched not only his parents, but his grandparents. He's watched his siblings. He believes nothing is impossible. He wants to go for his dream. It just looks a little bit different. Nothing in life is guaranteed, my friend. But by lovingly guiding your child, the world is their oyster. Dare to explore, right? It's in step with them. So my prayer for you, may your guidance be swift and kind, silent and alert, and specific yet flexible. Be quick to listen and give a hug. Train up your child to walk their miles of greatness. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.